This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Coach, congratulations on the win yesterday.
Thank you, sir.
That was fun to watch. You know, I guess first thing is just how much did it mean to you to get this win? If you're going to get one win all year, how much was it? Did it mean to get this win on senior day especially Nancy Mulkey, who's been with you for so long?
Yeah, I mean, how do you put that into words, really, right? As you want so much for the entire team to get a night to celebrate the work that they've put in, and you especially want that for your seniors. You know, both Missy and Nancy have really dedicated a lot and been tremendous leaders this season, you know, have never wavered in the work ethic and us, you know, helping grow this program. And but you're right, it is, it means a lot because of the young women and the sacrifices that they've made and the work they've put in.
What was the difference between, you know, the game on against Arizona, number 8 team in the country, probably, if you just go by rankings, a better team than Arizona State? You guys push them to the limit. And then you come out and you guys play a heck of a game against Arizona State. What was the difference for you guys?
Yeah, each game there's been something that, you know, an area that kind of keeps creeping back up on us that gets us a little bit, you know, and that's the thing I think finally came together for us in this last game is, you know, a little bit of execution down the stretch continues to improve our ability, you know, to make free throws at end of game in pressure situation. You know, I didn't think we ran our offense extremely well to start the game. And then we were able to go to a timeout and have poise and talk about it and come back out and kind of regroup. And so things that we've kind of faced through the year and different things kind of got us each game. You saw us, our growth in all those areas, I thought, in this last game.
I didn't look at the breakdown in the stats, but I don't know how the Arizona State game. I've watched several of your games this year, and you guys got a lot more fast break points off of steals, mm-hmm. and things like that. What was it about what they were doing that was allowing you guys to get your hand on a few more balls to cause a few more turnovers?
Yeah, it's a great point. We started the game a little bit slow offensively and honestly defensively, gave up threes. They were doing a great job running their offense. And in that timeout, we talked about defending the three-point line like we had all season and really putting a little bit more pressure on and then running, you know, to get an offensive flow a little bit faster. And that's an area of growth that has been a little slow for us this season because we were really trying to take care of the ball, learn to take care of the ball. But we can run and we can be out in transition as well. And so I was excited to see us be able to do that and then make decisions. Okay, we need to pull out and run our offense or, you know, be a little bit more aggressive and try to score more quickly. And so that's an area of growth for us as well.
For those who might not be really big into the intricacies of basketball, what does defending the three mean? How do you improve in that area?
Well, you know, it's been a strength of our defense was ball pressure and go out beyond the three and make sure that we just don't give up easy three-point baskets. And we've done that really well all season. And we didn't start the game well against Arizona State doing that, especially in transition. And, you know, so that was an adjustment that we needed to make that we knew we could make because it's kind of our identity.
Hey, Coach, I just have a couple questions about Jada Noble.
Yes.
Yeah. So this past weekend, she actually played the most minutes that she has all season. What were you seeing from her to give her that opportunity?
Probably a lot of the same things you all saw is the spark that she gives us off the bench and the way that she's competing. You know, she is, you know, incredibly passionate player that defends, you know, extremely well, handles physical teams that are defending us physically very well because she's very strong with the basketball and helps us have offensive flow and you know, each game, you know, at first, you know, she was very pass heavy and really helped our offensive flow. And then, you know, she's kind of found her own way in her own scoring and making good decisions. Her pace continues to improve every game. Her IQ is really, really good. And so just love the way that she's competing on both ends of the floor and the way she keeps growing.
Yeah, it seemed like these past two games in some really important moments, she was looking for the ball and like really wanted the ball in her hands. So what can you say about her confidence, you know, especially being at such a young age?
I think just how excited we are. I think there's not a person on our team, our staff, in the community who's not excited for Jada Noble. I mean, she's an incredible young lady and so has worked, you know, so hard to be where she is. And, you know, we're just excited about her, how she's playing, who she is, the way she's helped in our culture. She's just a great person and player.
Can you talk a bit about her attitude and what kind of personality she brings to the team?
Yeah, I love her. She's so passionate. You know, one of our core values is passion, and that's intrinsic motivation for us. It's like what inspires you every day should come from within. And it does for her. She walks onto the floor ready to compete. In the locker room, she's for her teammates. On the floor, she's for her teammates. You know, she's just she's a winner, and she brings an energy that's hard to explain. You don't have to ask Jada to play hard. You don't have to ask her to bring energy and intensity. She brings it every day, and she's very, very consistent. And what more can you ask?
And then lastly, just do you see her being a big part of this team and program's future?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I mean, she really has an incredibly high ceiling. And, you know, given the work ethic that she has and the way that she plays the game and her desire to learn it. I mean, she's the first one to ask a question, you know, studies her scout like no other. And so her ceiling is really unlimited.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Scott, go ahead.
Kept hitting the clap button instead of the raised hand button. You got Cal and Stanford, two teams on the opposite ends of the spectrum right now. Cal's just right above you. You know, what have you seen from those teams? Obviously, Stanford's the second best team in the second ranked team in the country. So just talk to me about what you're seeing from those teams.
Well, first of all, Tara has been incredible since I arrived in the conference. You know, I think she was the first person to call me right after she won a national championship. I thought you should probably be on vacation, you know, but, you know, she's been really kind and checked in many times this season. That's who she is, an exceptional coach and exceptional program, and so much respect for what they're doing. You know, I mean, statistically, they are obviously incredible. I've got them in front of me, and I think you know them all, but they're pretty incredible. You know, I would say the same. Cal is so much respect for what Charmin's done, and, you know, she's building just like we are, and I think she's had some great moments. I think Jada Curry is an incredible player. Their team is on the rise right now. They're playing really, really well together. They're competing against everyone like we are. And so that's a great matchup. I mean, it's a tremendous transition team. They love to shoot the three. You know, I think they're doing a lot of things really well right now.
Well, I meant to ask this when you were answering the question that Spencer asked about the players and how the core value is, how they compete and all that different stuff. I come from, like I've told you before, I come from a football background. And so I know there were some, they call it the 10 tough questions that they would ask football players and to kind of see their character. I'm not saying you have the exact same formula, but do you have some, because it's really hard to know how much a kid is a competitor until you're seeing them play every day, all the time. Because it's easy to be a competitor in a game than in practice. And so how do you know you're getting those kind of players when you go out on the recruiting trail?
Yeah, I mean, well, you said a lot of it, right, is so much of what you see when you get to see them practice. And thank goodness the NCAA allows us to go to small group workouts and to practices. And we get great relationships with coaches, AAU, high school. And then you get to know families. You can feel like the values of the family and what's important to them. And you can quickly see when team and competitiveness and, you know, just the desire to work is within a family too. And so I think all those things kind of combine together You know, when you look at our recruiting class coming in, I mean, you see all of those things, just the work ethic. I love to see them train and to practice and compete. And but you also can feel and hear, and you know from the families the value of work ethic and, you know, really earning things. And so I think those are the things that really bleed into the competitiveness of a person or the passion and the work of a person.
This is Tony Kornheiser's show. I'm Tony. You expected someone else? So what exactly is the show about? I don't know. It's a sports show nominally. Football's over, but we're finally at a point where things matter in college basketball, and baseball season is on deck. Greatest three words in the English language, pitchers and catchers. We have some of the best voices come on and explain what matters or what makes an upset, like Ryan does, 9-8. No, that's not an upset. No, yeah, it is, Bob. And if you're lucky, I might just tell you about my search for discounted sleep pants or my worries about what my dog just ate. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.